Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is the Prayer Closet, that half hour we take out of every day to lift up your needs, cares, and concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer request for us today, 419-389-0893, 419-389-0893, or prayer at yeshome.com. You can email or text to prayer at yeshome.com, and let us know what needs you have today, and we will gladly lift them up before the Lord. Or maybe you have a praise. Maybe you're celebrating something that God has done in your life and you want to praise Him for that. Well, please do. 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. Whatever your need is, whatever your concern is, we want to lift it up before the Lord today. Lord, we do thank you for this time we have to come before you, this time to lift you up and the time to lift each other up before you, to raise each other up into your presence, to lift up our needs, our burdens, our cares, our concerns, our worries, our fears. Lord, to bring them all before you, to know that you are there to meet us and help us and strengthen us, to give us victory in all things, and to meet our every need. Lord, we thank you and praise you for your good work in our lives. We thank you that you love us and that you care for us and that you are a good Father who graciously gives us good things out of your hand. So Lord, we pray this day that you would help us, encourage us, be with us, and be with our listeners as they call in, Lord, as they bring these needs before you or these praises before you, that they would feel your power, your love at work in their lives, and they would rejoice in the things that you are doing, that you may be exalted in all things. And we pray this in your name. Amen. 419-389-0893, 419-389-0893, or prayer at yeshome.com. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information. It is, just our intent to pray for you. So if it's something personal, don't let that hinder you from getting the prayer you need. You don't even need to tell us who you are when you call in or text in. God knows who you are, and that's what matters. 419-389-0893. And before we get into our prayers, we always like to get into the Word of God. And today, back into Titus, which I promised you yesterday, but I'm now bringing you today. Got ahead of myself. I got a day ahead of myself. And we're going to be looking in Titus chapter 2, but before we look in there, let me ask you a question. Have you ever had that experience where you're like, we all have a junk drawer, right? I mean, everybody has a junk drawer. Everybody has a drawer that's like, you got odds and ends and things that you want to keep for some reason. You may not even remember why. But so you keep a drawer to put that stuff in so that, you know, whenever you need it, you can have it. And every once in a while, you know, it gets full and you got to clean it out. So it's time to clean out the junk drawer. And you get in there and start pulling stuff out and you're like, what is this? What is this for? You have a piece of metal or something. And yet clearly it's something. It goes to something. It goes on something. It's for something. It clearly belongs to something. It was clearly important enough for you to keep it. It clearly was important enough for you to hang on to it. And yet you have no idea what it's for. What does this thing do? It clearly does something. And you can't remember. And usually if you're like me, you're like, well, I don't know why I saved this. I'm throwing it out. And then 5 days later, or 2 days later, you're like, oh, I need to fix it. Oh, that's what that was for. Oh, no, and I threw it away. That's usually what happens. It'll sit in the drawer for 10 years, and I'll not use it. The second you decide, this has been sitting around for 10 years. I don't know what it is. I have no idea what it's for. It's time to get rid of it. I'm going to simplify and downsize. The second you throw it away, 2 days later, you need it. You realize what it was for because you're sitting there going, oh, that was the thing that helps fix the stove, and now, oh. We all been there. You've had that experience, I'm sure. You come across stuff and you're like, I just don't know what this is for. If you knew what it was for, you'd be like, oh, yeah, okay, I need to hang on this. I know what this is for. This does that thing. I need this because if that thing ever goes out, I need this thing to fix it. All right, I need this. Hang on to that. The fact is that knowing what something is for, knowing something's purpose is kind of important. It teaches us the value of something. When I don't know the purpose of something, I'm like, you know what? This is stupid. It's just taking up space. It's time to get rid of it. It has no value to me because I don't know what it does. Then you throw it away, and 2 days later you need it, and all of a sudden it has great value. You're like, I can't believe I threw that valuable thing away. Well, I want to talk to us today about the purpose of our salvation. Because if we don't know the purpose of our salvation, then we won't understand its value. Not just in this life, but in the next. And I'm going to argue that there are several purposes to our salvation. The ultimate purpose to our salvation is to bring us to God. To bring us into relationship with God. Eternal relationship with God. That is our ultimate purpose. It's not about getting into heaven. It's not about anything else. It's about bringing us into an eternal relationship with God. Revelation chapter 21. verse 3 talks about this. When God has brought all things under his control, Jesus has returned, the millennial kingdom, everything's happened, a throne comes down from heaven, and God's final declaration. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. That's it. You know, that's what our ultimate purpose of salvation is, to bring us to that moment, to that point where we can be with God forever. That's our ultimate purpose of salvation. But Titus teaches us and shows us that there are some other purposes for our salvation that are very important for how we live in this life in preparation for the eternity with God. Titus 2, verse 11 says this, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. Here in Titus, Paul is telling us about the purpose of our salvation. Our ultimate purpose is to be a people that are God's, right? To be with God, to be in relationship with him, be with him forever, to be his people. But there's another purpose that we experience right here in this life. See, sometimes we think our purpose of heaven, of our salvation is get us out of hell, and so we go to heaven when we die. And I would argue that's not the purpose of our salvation. The purpose of our salvation is not to get us out of hell. And it's not so we go to heaven when we die. The purpose of our salvation is to be with God. Now, God accomplishes those two things, right? He keeps us out of hell, and we do go to heaven, because that heaven's where God is. But the purpose of going to heaven, we don't go to heaven for the sake of heaven. We go to heaven for the sake of God. The reason we should want to go to heaven is because that's where God is. Not because heaven's going to be such an awesome place, but because God is such an awesome God. We want to be with God. We want to be where God is. Indeed, that's what makes it heaven. So it's not going to be, you know, that we get to go to this great place where you can do whatever you want, and eat whatever you want, and never get fat, and blah, 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 and all this stuff that, you know, kind of nonsense you usually hear about heaven. That's ridiculous. Heaven is about being in the presence of God and being with God and being his people forever. And that's what we're told here, that Jesus Christ, he gave himself up for us to redeem us from all wickedness, to purify for himself a people that are his very own. So we see that purpose here. And that's what we're hoping for, right? This is our blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, the glorious appearing when he comes to bring us to be with him. As he told the disciples in John, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I come and I will get you so that you can be where I am. I want you to be with me and I want you to see my glory. So this is our ultimate purpose, the salvation, to be with God. But that has a practical application now, but there's a purpose for our salvation in this life. That's not just, our salvation is not just for when Jesus returns. Our salvation is not just for when we die. But Titus clearly tells us that there's a purpose for our salvation now. For the grace of God appeared that brings salvation, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age. See, there's a purpose for our salvation in the present age, and there's an ultimate purpose in the age to come. And in the present age, the purpose of our salvation, the hope, the promise is that we go to be with God, and that's guaranteed with us. We've given that in our salvation. But its purpose right now is to teach us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age. You know, to teach us and train us in godliness, to teach us to say no to sin, no to ungodliness, no to the things of the world, and yes to God. To live those upright and godly lives in the present age. To live those lives properly before the Lord. To choose the good over the bad. This is the purpose of our salvation. And our salvation, notice it says, our salvation teaches us. This grace of God teaches us to say no to ungodliness. Now that we've been saved, we're being taught, we're being trained in righteousness. We're being trained to live upright and godly lives. We're being trained to do what's right and proper and good. And that the purpose of salvation now is to grow in that knowledge. To grow in that knowledge of the good. To grow in the knowledge of what's right. To become a people who are, as it says later, eager to do what is good. I think too often sometimes we hang on to our salvation life a life insurance policy. You know, it's there for when we die. I'm covered. When I die, I'm covered. Got it. Everything's taken care of. Plans are made. We're all set. As though our salvation has nothing to do for us here, but it does. You know, our salvation is not something we receive when we die. It's something we have now. And its work in us should begin now. And its purpose for us right now is to teach us to live in godliness and to live upright and holy lives. So we will be ready to go to God, prepared as a people, as it says here, prepared as a people to purified who are purified so that we can be God's. And so God is doing that work of purification, that work of sanctification, so theologians like to call it, purifying us, refining us, making us like Christ. This is what's happening. And this is the work of our salvation right now. Because we're called to live in relationship with God right now. We're called to live in relationship with Christ in that right now. We're called to be followers of Christ right now. To be a follower of Christ, we need to say no to the world. He's not walking in the world's ways. We say no to ungodly passions. We say no to sin. And instead, live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives. And here's the thing. Notice what it says. It teaches us this. Okay, see, God understands we need to learn this. When we're saved, this doesn't automatically happen. We instantly become these purified people. I mean, in one sense, we do. Yes, we instantly become purified because our sins are forgiven and we're given the righteousness of Christ. But we don't instantly become, you know, these sinless people who just perfectly follow God. We all know that. Sometimes we're faithful in our walk with Christ. Sometimes we're not. We can stumble. We can fall into sin. We can make error. The flesh still battles with us, which is why Paul says it teaches us. Right? We need to be taught. We need to learn. We don't know it yet. We don't know how to live upright, godly, and self-controlled lives. God needs to teach us this. And God understands that, right? God understands he has students. Last night, my daughter and I were working on her numbers. And she had this big erase board, you know, with clovers on it and had all the numbers on up to 12. And we're counting the numbers. And then she'd trace them. And then she'd rape it off and say, okay, Daddy, help me again. And we'd count them again. And she'd trace them out. She was working on her numbers. When we got done, I didn't say, okay, you got those numbers down. Here's the taxes. If you could get those done for us, that'd be great. Like, I expected her to know how to do that. Yeah, I mean, do taxes involve numbers? Sure they do. Well, she's got her numbers. We just practiced her numbers. Surely she can do the taxes. Come on now. But it doesn't work like that, does it? Because learning is a step-by-step process. And you learn one thing, and it builds to another, and it builds to another. And each one is a foundation for what you learn in the next step. Just because she knows how to count to 12 doesn't mean she knows how to do the taxes. She's not there in her learning yet. She's not capable of doing that. And God understands the same way with us. He's teaching us to walk, to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions. Which means we need to learn. We need to grow in the knowledge of these things. We need to grow in the knowledge of righteousness and holiness and godliness. We need to learn how to better and better and more fully live in righteousness and godliness and holiness. It doesn't all come to us all at once. But our salvation should be teaching us, which means two things. One, it means you're not going to be perfect now, so relax. Right? Stop beating ourselves up. Stop acting like, oh my gosh, why am I not this perfect person who never sins? What's happening to me? Because you're being taught, you're learning righteousness. You're not going to be perfect. So relax, calm down. But the other side of that is you should be improving. We should be growing. We should be learning, which means that there should be changes, observable changes in our lives as Christ is at work in us. There should be an observable change in our life, an observable witness to the work of God, an observable growth in godliness and holiness, an observable ability to say no to ungodliness and no to worldly passions. If we can't trace improvement, if we can't trace real change in our lives and how we're living and how we're behaving, then we're not learning. Salvation is not accomplishing its purposes in us. There needs to be change. You know, if you're getting an F, it's because you're not learning. We don't want to get an F in this area, believe me. We need to see this real change happening. Am I a different person today than I was before Christ came to me? Am I a different person than I would be if I didn't know Jesus? You know, that's a good question to ask, especially if you were saved real young. Sometimes we say, am I a different person today than when I came to Christ? But, you know, I was saved when I was six. Lots of people say very young. You know, if you grew up in a Christian family and you were saved at a very young age, you know, how different are you going to be? But another equally important question to ask is, am I a different person than I would be if I didn't know Jesus? I can tell you right now, absolutely. I don't know what I'd be without Jesus, but it would be a mess. I can tell you that. It'd be a lot worse than it is today. I would be a lot worse than I am today if I didn't have Jesus. Is he changing you, transforming you, moving you? Are you different? Are you growing? Is the purpose of your salvation being realized in your life? Or have you been holding salvation as something that's for later, for when I die, for the afterlife? It's not. It's for today. It's for teaching us and training us in righteousness. And once you know the purpose of it, you see the value of it, it can begin to do its work in you. So let our salvation teach us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live those self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. We'll come back with your prayer requests, 419-389-0893, or prayer at yeshome.com. If it's the prayer closet, 419-389-0893, or prayer at yeshome.com. Let's jump into our prayer requests here. We have one asking for prayer for a friend who passed away, and just asking for prayer for the family. Lord, we do pray for this listener and for their loss of their friend. We pray for the family of this person who passed away. We pray for your comfort and peace to be upon them. Help them in this time of their grief and their loss. Your word says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. So, Lord, we pray for your comfort to come upon them, that you would bless them with the comfort that only you can bring in these times. They would turn to you and find help and hope. We pray for this in your name. Amen. And prayer for another listener who is mother is just probably days away from passing away. And just prayer for them and the family. Lord, we do pray for this listener. We pray for their mother who is near to passing away. Lord, we thank you for her faith. We know she's a believer. And Lord, as you are preparing to call her home, Lord, we thank you for the assurance of salvation, the hope we have. That this is not the end of her life, but the beginning as she enters into the glorious hope that we read about today and talked about today, the hope of our salvation, to be with you and to be with the Lord. But Lord, we do pray for the family as they gather and their sorrow, their grief over this time, the loss of their mother and their wife. Lord, we pray that you would comfort them, encourage them, strengthen them, encourage them with the hope of the gospel and the hope of her eternal life. And Lord, that they would find peace and solace in that as you comfort their hearts. And we pray this in your name. Amen. And we also want to pray, if you've been following news, victims of the floods in Nebraska and areas around there. Lord, we pray, lift up those who've been affected by this flooding. Lord, many are losing homes and businesses. And Lord, we pray for them. Pray for your help, your hope to help them as they are recovering from this. Lord, I pray you'll raise up your people, raise up your churches, raise up your followers in Christ to come and show the love of Jesus in real and tangible ways to help those who have been affected by this flooding. Lord, we pray these waters would recede and people would be able to get back into their homes. And Lord, that you would help those who've been displaced and Lord, provide for them as you raise up your people to show the love of Christ even in this time of tragedy. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Prayer Closet. We're here every weekday, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can get that to us at any time by emailing or texting prayer at yeshome.com. You can call our office Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 419-389-0893. People here will be happy to pray with you. Or you can go online to our website, yeshome.com, click on the chat now button, get connected to live online spiritual coach for live online chat session. That's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. God bless everybody. Have a great day.